pretty. Good morning. Welcome. Just wanted to give a little shout out to Eli playing the drums this morning. Eli, come on, man. I mean, you were bringing it back there. It's as if your father was a drummer. I don't know where you got that talent, but it was great to have you part of that for us. Hey, we're going to begin with this verse from Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. That's how Psalm 107 begins. And this is how it ends in verse 43. Those who are wise will take all this to heart. They will see in our history the loyal love of the Lord. So Psalm 107 is bookended by loyal love, God's loyal love. And in the middle of Psalm 107, between verse 1 and 43, the psalmist recounts ways in which God's loyal love has shown up in Israel's history throughout time. And as I look back on 2017, which Teresa said was an interesting year, I might use other words, a very interesting year. Nonetheless, from beginning to end, front to back, God's loyal love is woven through the whole thing. If you think about this last year, you know, certainly in our country, right? Crazy, unexpected, unpredictable. Around the world, there's all sorts of things happening, most of which I think are difficult to see and read about. But how about here at home, for you, at work? Maybe you experienced a change this year of job, or something within your company shifted, or you know, those of you who go to school, you entered a new grade this year, right, this fall. You had some change, and maybe that was wonderful for you, and maybe if you're a student, it's been a really challenging year. What about your relationships? What's changed in 2017? What new people have you met? What people that you love have moved away, or what relationships have shifted or grown or deepened? And then what about your spirituality, your faith, your walk with Christ? What's happened in the last 12 months? My hunch is it's been a full year, with good and bad. Things to celebrate and things you are ready to move beyond. I wanted to just recount some of the things that's happened here at the Branch. Do you remember what we were doing about a year ago? About a year ago, we were sharing with you during the announcement time the dates and times that we were going to meet as a congregation to talk about the intersection of our faith and those who are LGBT+. Remember that? That was a year ago at this time. And so in January, we did that. We had difficult, challenging, and ultimately, I think, really good conversation around that. Do you remember that? 12 months ago, that's what we were doing as a congregation. And then right after that, because we were bored, we began a conversation about a potential merger, you know? I mean, why not? And that went on for, you know, about a month and a half. And then I went on sabbatical. I just left. I was like, see ya. You know, have a great time. I'm going to have a great time. And I did. I did. I mean, if you haven't heard or somehow you've forgotten, let me say it very clearly again. Thank you for the gift of time away. It has made me, I think, a better person, a fuller person, and hopefully a better leader. That was just like 9 months ago that, you know, that was all starting. You were beginning a three-month sabbatical. We had some training here at the Branch, one on neighborhood engagement, one on racial equity. And then the summer came, and we were back from sabbatical, and we had stories to share from that time. And then Create happened, right? That's about 6 months ago, give or take. And that was a big bulk of the summer, the stories from sabbatical create. We saw our giving increase over summer. I still don't know why. I'm confused, you know, but it's a beautiful thing. We actually saw our giving go up. And then in the fall, we had a series called Reconciled, which we talked about God's invitation for me to be reconciled to God, me to be reconciled to you, and all of us to be reconciled together. At the end of that series, we worshiped with CCGR and the Nepali Church. You remember that Sunday? Were you able to be here for that? Easily one of the highlights for me of the year, hands down. Such a gift to do that. We'll do that again in 2018. Then this fall after that, we had some learning communities in the series, The Adventure of Coming Home. You remember this? This was not that long ago. Hopefully you do remember. You can all nod your heads. Right? We talked about true and false self. We had groups, a group on LGBT+. We had a group on racial equity here in Grand Rapids. We did a lot of learning together. And then, you know, through December, Advent, and Christmas Eve. And here we are. That's like a real quick, look at the high points and some of the major things of this last year. It's a fair amount. It's a fair amount. And as I've been reflecting on it, a word keeps resurfacing for me. And it's a word that's been present kind of off and on in 2017 for the branch. And it's the word Sankofa. See, could you go to the next slide, buddy? Thanks, dude. Anybody remember what Sankofa means? Looking back to move ahead. Yes, right. It's illustrated in this image. It's a Ghanaian word. Ghana's in Africa, if you don't know, right? It's a Ghanaian word from one of their tribes. And the image is of a bird looking behind themselves, looking backward towards the past while holding, maybe a little tough to tell in this carving, an egg. And an egg is a symbol of the future, of something to come, right? So in order to move into the future, this word invites people to look back and to say, what from the past is valuable, meaningful, instructive for the future? How might the past propel us into what is coming? I think that's what the psalmist is doing here in Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. There's this looking back in order to move ahead. And it's a focus on God's loyal love. God's loyal love. Now, if you were to speak out, here's a question for you. If you were to speak out about God's loyal love in this last year, what would you say? What would you say? The psalmist says, hey, has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he's redeemed you. So if you were to speak out, how has God's loyal love been present in your life in the last year? Think about that. God's loyal love is the focus. I told you, though, that there's a bunch of stuff in between the first and last verse. There's actually four kinds of people that the psalmist talks about. And the first are those that have wandered in the wilderness, who are lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. I'm curious, has anyone in the last year felt lost? Anyone in the last year felt like they've been wandering around in the wilderness? If not, wow, thank God. That's wonderful. I would bet that's most of us, though. Feeling hungry, feeling thirsty. Has this been any point for you in this last year where you don't feel like you have enough? You feel like you're running on empty? You're wondering if you're doing the right things? You're wandering around? That's how it feels anyway. Psalmist says that those people cry out for help, and God rescued them from their distress. And then in verse 8, the psalmist says, therefore, let those kinds of people praise the Lord for his loyal love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. Is that you at all in this last year? Psalmist goes on, this next group of people are folks who sat in darkness and deepest gloom, imprisoned in iron chains of misery. Ugh. Anybody, you don't have to raise your hand, but like anybody feel that this last year? Have you felt like you've been in darkness? Deepest gloom, misery, hopelessness. I have. I've definitely had moments when I've felt like this isn't going to get any better, both in the world at large, in my own life. Well, look at what happens. Those people cry out to God. This is the exact same wording, that underlined section there. It's the exact same wording as we saw before. They cried for help in their trouble, and God saved them from their distress. So let them praise the Lord for his loyal love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. It's the second group. Here's the third. Some were fools. Anybody been a fool this last year? Thank you for raising your hand over there. I appreciate the solidarity. Some were fools. They rebelled and suffered for their sins. This is talking about people who choose to kind of, you know, wander away, go their own direction, purposefully rebel, or maybe not even purposefully, although it seems to kind of be the case here. Anybody rebelled this year? Anybody pressed on in their own direction? Anybody wandered away from home, to use the language we use this fall? Sure we have. Well, those people cried out in their trouble, and God saved them from their distress. So let them praise the Lord for his loyal love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. It's the third group, and then here's the fourth. Some went off to sea in ships, plying the trade routes of the world. Anybody traveled this year? Kind of cool idea. Some of you have, I know. I've seen your pictures on Facebook. You've been around, you know. You've gotten to places. One of the things that happens is that they, too, these people who traveled and went abroad, they observed the Lord's power in action. They observed the Lord's power in action, his impressive works on the deepest seas. He spoke and the winds rose, stirring up the waves. So there's people who are traveling. Maybe that was you this year. There are people in their travel who observe the Lord's power in action. They see something in their travels that awakens them to who God is. But the next part here is that their ships get tossed to the heavens and plunged again to the depths. Maybe that's you this year. I feel like it's been up and down, like the ship of your life has been turbulent and tumultuous. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Anybody felt that way this year? You want to guess what these people did? They cried out in their trouble. And God saved them from their distress. So let them praise the Lord for his loyal love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. Notice here that there's the gift of stillness. God calmed the storm to a whisper, stilled the waves. What a blessing was that stillness as he brought them safely into harbor. Have you experienced God's stillness this year at all? Peace, calm, assuredness. Hopefully that has been present somewhere in moments or even in seasons along the way. So there's this pattern. Would you agree? What's the pattern? What's the pattern we saw in each one of these four things? What is it? Anybody want to give a crack at it or part of it? What happens first in each of these four groups of people? Yeah, so they're in trouble. That's what we see first. They're in trouble. They're wandering. They're lost. They're rebelling, they're traveling in turbulent waters. Yeah, they're in trouble. And then they cry out. That's the second thing that happens in each of these four groups. What's the third? What happens after they cry out? God shows up and saves them, yeah? And then what's the other thing that we saw in every psalm? It's that last little underlined section. Yeah, they're called to praise, right? They're called to praise. So this is the pattern, and I want to invite us into this pattern here for a few minutes. I need some help, though. Everyone is going to be able to participate here, but I need, I don't know, maybe 15 or so people. Don't have to say anything. I know it's going to pretty much empty this place out. It's fine. Little kids, big kids, I need all sorts of people. Just come on up, and I'm just going to give you something here as you come on up. So just come on up. I need help. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything other than stand here, all the way down here, Stephanie. Just make a line kind of on that behind the table here. There's this, this. Stand next to her, please, right next to her. Hold this right in front of you. You're holding two of them. You're very talented. I know you can do it. Yep. Good. Spread out. Spread out this way. Spread out that way. Because we need a space right here. You stay put. There you go. Where are you going to be? Find a spot in the line. Anywhere, anywhere. Not there. Sorry. Okay, you're not in the line. Okay, I'm confused. Here you go. And here we go. Then we need a space right here, gentlemen. Space it out. Okay, we're good. This is good. Now, we're going to run out of letters, except we're not. So sit tight. Don't go anywhere. There we go. Those of you who are in the audience, what does this say? God's loyal love. God's loyal love. This is the phrase that shows up over and over. It bookends this psalm, okay? Now, what I have are a bunch of O's, a bunch more O's, and every O is going to represent a story or an example from our lives in which we saw God's loyal love show up in this last year, okay? So this is where all of you, you're up here, you're helping, but you can continue in this part, and all of you, okay, get the chance now to share a time, a moment, when you personally saw God's loyal love in your life. Now, it's cool, isn't it, to notice when God's loyal love shows up in the world? That's fantastic. And it's great when we see God's loyal love in other people's lives. That's wonderful, too. But guess what? That's not what we're doing right now. We're not thinking about those things. I'm inviting you to think about your life. Your life. All right. Where in your life have you seen God's loyal love? What's an example of it? And here's the problem that most of us run into when we are posed, you know, when we're given a question like I just gave you. We automatically think we've got to come up with some grand gesture, some grand moment when the heavens opened and the light of God shined down and God's loyal love was given to us on a golden platter with chicken nuggets. I don't know what, but something like really, really wonderful. I don't know what your chicken nuggets are, but right? Think simply. Think simply here. When have you seen, how have you seen God's loyal love? I'm just going to give you like a minute here. I'll hum the Jeopardy theme song or something. I won't do that. I'll just give a moment here for everyone to consider, how have I seen God's loyal love? And then we're gonna share them. We're going to do the courageous and risky thing, and we're going to give voice to them together, and we're going to hear from each other how God's loyal love has been present. And we're going to see if we can get all of these O's accounted for. And there's you know, a fair amount of them. So, yeah, I know it. All you introverts hate me, but it's fine. I have no problem with that. You don't have to do anything, but, you know, I'm inviting you to do it. So just think for a moment. Where has God's loyal love been present for you? In the good, in the challenging. And when you share, you don't have to share the nitty-gritty details with us. It can be very general and very basic. No? And what we're going to do is we're just going to kind of do a little hodgepodge. And so say it out loud if something comes to mind, if you've got an example in this last year of God's loyal love. A fulfilling job? Awesome, Emily. Emily, would you come on up? I'm going to give you an O, and you've got to now stand right here in between the O and the V. You're now an addition to love. All right. So, yep, the line's going to have to spread out. A fulfilling job. You lost your job this year.
Twice.
No small thing. But you have work now that's meaningful to you. What a gift. What else?
Two new friends.
Awesome. What a gift. No, right down here. We're adding to love. I know. There are lots of places where O could show up, I suppose. And you in line, you're welcome to share as well. So don't feel like you're already up here and you can't. What do you think? So someone came to shovel driveways in your neighborhood, I'm guessing, probably, to earn a little bit of money. He didn't want money from you, and you guys ended up becoming friends. That's awesome. Come on up. That is a gift of God's faithfulness, no doubt about it, right here next to Bethany. Excellent. Who else?
Wrestling season for me is going great. I already won 4 matches already.
Wrestling season, he's already won 4 matches. He's doing great. Awesome, man. Also a talent inherited, at least in part, from your father. All right, another one here. We're just going to add. Perfect. Louvre. Loyal. Good. What else?
New neighbors.
Awesome. I don't know who you're talking about. Good. Oh, in our basement. Yep, I'm with you. Took me a minute. It's like, yep. Good. What else? New baby boy, absolutely. Hop in line here, Kroendike.
4 healthy boys.
Mm-hmm. 4 sweet, energetic, soon to be men. Good. What else? Times of rest. What a gift. A gift from God, no doubt about it. Folks, we're going to have to keep making that line bigger. Everyone's going to probably have to do some scooching. I'm telling you, we got a few left. What else? What a gift. Healing from allergies in their family. Whew. It's a life changer. What else?
My internship.
You had a great internship. Yeah. Not here in the state, out a little west.
No, it was in Michigan.
Oh, that's right. It was here in Michigan. It was a great internship, though. Good. What else? Got a dozen left. The Millers have a new home. Get on up here. That is a gift of God's love to us, God's loyalty and provision. Good. Trevor's had some meaningful connections with refugees over this last year. It's love. You got a kindergartner. How's it going? Excellent. She's loving it to boot. Who doesn't love kindergarten? It's like the best. What else? Anybody?
Community.
Relationship. Friendship. I know. You're actually in the perfect spot. We're making God bigger now. Good. What else?
A new baby on the way.
Mm-hmm. Half a dozen. If you don't know, I'm real patient. We're right on time. I'm like, this does not bother me at all. If you think I'm feeling uncomfortable, I'm not. So I'll wait you out. It's no problem. Yeah, well, you can go twice. Provision. She's happy about it. She's blown away. That's amazing. Good job, Eamon. Some perseverance, some discipline. Well done, man.
Savings,
yep.
Strengthened
relationships with your neighbors. Awesome. What else? Four left. that you're feeling better. Boy, there is nothing as good as health, right? Thanks, TK. Good. Three. Your spouse has shown you loyal love. Yeah, we get to show it to each other. What a gift. Oh,
it was pretty fun.
That is fun. So friendship, again, is a great theme for you. Why not take two O's and one more? What you got?
The light.
The light. Awesome. You want to stand up there? You want to stay here? Yeah. So, you know, maybe a helpful visual for us to see in a real... What'd that take, 5-6 minutes? A visual representation of God's loyal love showing up in our lives despite a really crazy year, despite a difficult year. I'm sure we all had difficulty. I'm sure we all faced obstacles. I'm sure there were times when we all felt like we were on the seas getting thrashed around. But woven in all of our stories this year is the loyal love of God. Let's celebrate that together, yes? Yes. Thanks, everybody. Well done. You can have a seat. Thanks so much for helping. You're welcome to hang on to your letter if it's helpful to you, or not, if it's not.
Hey, look at me.
Awesome, two eyeballs. Good. And speaking of loyal love, this meal is precisely that.